You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
Just going to go with this, whatever's on the record player. It's super tweaky, but we'll be all right.
I'm sure we'll be fine.
What? Now, you've been on some travels, and you've got literally fruits of your travel labour.
Something like that.
Where have you been travelling this summer?
I did 2 weeks around the South Island and did 5,000 Ks in those 2 weeks.
What sort of vehicle were you travelling in?
A small car, you said.
A little Honda Vitz, I think it is.
Not sleeping in the back then?
No, no. good tent. Yeah. Good
tent. Can I shout out small cars real quick? Small cars.
Small cars, totally.
And if you can't scooter, small car.
Yeah, sure. Thank God you made it back just in time to beat that goddamn weather bomb.
Is this a thing? I feel like you're validating something that's not really real. I mean, this is the first thing I heard about it.
Apparently the passes and stuff are closed now. When we were on the West Coast, it was shitty, but apparently West Coast is usually shitty. So.
West Coast is invariably shitty.
It's powerful. Yeah.
I got a shout out to a Dutch guy that hangs out on the end of the pier in Greymouth.
Yeah.
And he makes waffles.
On the end of the pier?
He's Dutch, and he makes you pour over coffee and waffles with cinnamon sugar in them.
Wow.
They're amazing.
Sound like Greymouth is changed, actually.
It was pretty legit. He invited, it's in a little boat, and we went and sat in the little boat with him as he made waffles for other people. Man. And coffee. It was good. We had the mean chats.
Sounds delish.
Yeah, he was a total dude. All right, so inspiration comes from the cherries I was eating through the middle of the east coast of
the South
Island.
What are your thoughts on those
cherries?
I heard someone say recently at an event that the Central Otago cherry crop. It was bloody stink this
having
year.
Having a hard...
It was bloody stink.
How it happens, eh?
Anyway, I don't know where I was.
Is that verbatim? Is that verbatim? It was, yeah. It was stink.
Word for word?
Was I at the tennis or something?
Myself,
you
I like...
You go to the tennis?
Anything like a synthesized cherry, like cherry candy, I'm all about it. But real cherries, I struggle with. So,
well, let's see if we can change your mind.
He's muddling right now, everyone.
You get an actual good crack.
I'm actually muddling.
Look at the muddle. They come out like a good deep red.
It's like blood.
Yeah.
Look at it. It's going everywhere.
Well, yeah, it's the sort of thing.
Actually,
I don't know, up at Red Bar, if you guys are wearing aprons or not, but
no,
it's possibly something you could look into.
No, they wear black. It's
yeah,
a
we
night
wear black.
Bar.
It's a lot easier. Well, that or Hawaiian shirts, you know. It's just the way.
Are there any Gothic Hawaiian shirts?
Yes,
I'm keen to get my hands.
Yeah,
on
we got
some
lots of really dark ones.
Yeah,
they're legit. So I'm adding 60 mils of Carvan gin, which is New Zealand gin, made up in Puhoi.
I can confirm it's completely clear.
It is completely clear.
Turns
it's delicious.
Out Puhoi is
are you gonna take Johnny's place and sniff it?
I'll sniff it. I want it to pop off. It's a screw off. That's sounds awesome, but it's not.
Screw up.
It smells like gin. Yes, it is indeed gin.
This is one of my favorite gins at the moment, between this and the Dancing Sands from Golden Bay. Shout out to Ben, actually. I went and visited the distillery in Golden Bay.
Nice.
Okay. That was totally legit as well. They've got a good thing going on down there.
So on your holiday, you're not taking time off at all? You're just always
meeting up with you.
You're working on your craft.
Yeah, you're always working. You know,
I can't say I've got
eating,
a gin guy
drinking.
In the South Island.
Yeah. I'll actually bring Ben up soon.
I noticed this gin has got 8 botanicals. What it's like...
what's the standard?
I've seen in gins with perhaps a few more botanicals than that.
Have you? It might be it's like hops though, eh?
There's a range.
Too much.
Yeah.
Some people like to keep it real simple. These guys actually collect some of the Manuka and Kanaka flowers from around the distillery and put it in there.
Well, it's pretty sounding legit. Like the sort of gin for us, actually.
Yeah, I like it.
But also...
Oh, lovely kind of goblet-style glasses we're going with. And shallow pour from the... I see some lemon. Have you done the lemon in?
Lemon's gone in. I put 20 mils.
This is kind of going to be kind of like a bit of an ice block, I reckon. You know?
All right. We're almost done.
The cherry is powerful.
The magic.
Coloring
agent. The chi. Yeah.
The chi.
Oh, it's a great color now. Almost like a deadly peach.
Like a deadly peach. All right, team. Here we go.
Thinking you.
Lovely.
You might want to give it a little bit of a stir with your finger to add a little bit more flavor.
Well,
classy.
Just a little bit of a shimmy like that. Oh, shit.
It looked like more of a shake, to be fair.
I've dropped a bit of cherry on me.
It's going to stain forever.
That's really? Good. Is that kind of gingery?
Yeah,
well, is that the real kind of ginger?
Did you go, what type of chi have you put
in? I am using the ginger and ginseng.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's a real curveball, isn't it?
Yeah, because the earthiness then ties itself to the cherry.
The colour of the drink is just spectacular.
It's quite a tropical.
Don't be afraid to call this Red Bar. Okay.
Senor.
Well, it's a drink from Red Bar, so yeah, sure. So I will run over that. This is for two drinks.
Beautiful summer's day.
You need a handful of cherries, roughly. You can always add more if you like. Muddle them in the bottom of a glass or a jar. Add 60 mils of Craven gin. Then add 20 mils of lemon juice. Shake that all up. Distribute it between two cups. Fill the glasses with ice. And then top with chi, ginger, and ginseng.
What would be the rules there if you had more cups?
You just keep adding more liquor and everything. Just double it, make it four.
Six, recurring.
Triple. When I was growing up, my mother would try to do baking sometimes, and she would just double it. But I think she was getting a math of it wrong.
Yeah, some mums are good at it.
In the doubling process, I'm not sure if she understood doubling was doubling.
And hey, I've actually been naming the cocktails instead of rating them in a number scheme because it's 2017 now. We've got to kind of move on, you know?
Yeah, what should we do?
I thought I'd do it musical genres.
Musical genres?
Yeah. And this is reggae, bro.
Brilliant idea.
This is reggae.
This is reggae.
I will take that and I will run with it.
Everyone's wondering what you think, mate.
This one's a bit more... sort of Southeast Asia in a way.
Okay.
For me, with all the ginger.
Right on.
And hot still.
Mm. It's good for a dank heat. That's what's going on. Mm. Hey, thanks so much to Chi. Of course, thank you very much to Alex and Red Bar. Fantastic again. Welcome back.
Yeah, good to be back. Actually, I was going to mention we've got Libretta Suede DJing tonight at the bar, which will be good fun. And Mr. Big Stuff on the decks tomorrow night. And I'm making mint little tacos out of pork, which I've soaked in. If you guys know what Frank's Hot Wing Sauce is.
I assume it's really awesome.
It's awesome hot sauce used for making hot wings.
Sweet.
So I like took the pork shoulder and like put it in that for ages. And
well,
yeah,
sounds like a beautiful thing. Actually.
It is going to be
sounds
good.
Sounds messy. Make sure you wear an apron.
You really put? Have you got like an apron company we don't know about? Like,
are you going to sell me one?
It's just a bit of product placement. That's all.
Hey, guys.
Yummy, yummy. That was Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Cheese.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.